Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Vinny B, we got a busy day. We have IndyCar action, NASCAR action. NASCAR was out at Kansas. All three theories were there. NHRA will be back in action with their first round of the playoffs. And today we also have a guest joining us at the bottom of the hour, Mr. Elon Werner from Werner Communications. He will be talking about his new project, Drag Racing Bracket Bonanza. And of course, he's helped me bring you great guests on this show, like John Force and his daughters and Robert Height. And then Camry Caruso and Justin Ashley and Josh Hart. And his daughter helped me have Dale Worsham on. So, little Abby growing up. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Well, let's get started with the Grand Prix of Monterey. Now that the fire, the WeatherTech Raceway at Laguna Seca. All these racetracks we know as other names now have to go by a sponsor name. Well, it's been a while since he's been at the top of the podium. But Scott Dixon takes the checkered flag. Scott McLaughlin, a couple of Scotties, one and two, taking second. Alex Palou clinched the championship last event. His third. Will Power was fourth. There's a name I don't recognize. Callum, either Eilat or Lot. I'd say Eilat, because if it was a capital L, it'd be, it's Eilat. In fifth, Christian Lundgaard. In sixth, Alexander Rossi. In seventh, Marcus Armstrong. In eighth, Pato O'Ward. Ninth, and rounding out the top ten, Ryan Hunter Ray. Poor Graham Rahal didn't even complete a lap contact. Average speed, 92.645. Time of race, 2.17. 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 41 seconds. Margin of victory, 7.32 seconds. Caution, cautions for 35 laps. That's a lot for an IndyCar race. So, that being said, their next event, I think they're down to two. They had three left. This is two to go now. Scotty Dixon is in the second place in the championship, but Race schedule. Is that the end? Well, Scott has three wins this year. Maybe that is the end of the season. I hit schedule, and they're not showing anything past this week, so. That's the end of the IndyCar season? Wow. They do have the shortest one, though. So, no more Indy races this year. Well, every season's winding down. Xfinity Series just announced their playoff lineup. So, that That means everybody will be in the playoffs. Of course, the Cup race has already have two events in. Truck Series already has a couple events in. So let's see who's got that. I thought I went for Truck Series race results. There we go. We've got them all broken down. I used to get the whole thing, and then they'd never have lined it up right. They'd always have the cumulative and then the points. Now, just give me the results and then the cumulative. This way I can give you the details, but no problemo. All righty, Christian Eckes takes the checkered flag. He's already locked in the next round. Taylor Gray in second. Matt DiBenedetto in third. I hear he's losing his ride next year, which sucks. Here's a guy that I think it's his Cup ride. He might still be in the Truck Series. But he's in the playoffs. Corey Heim, fourth. Zane Smith, fifth. Carson Hocevar, sixth. Stuart Friesen, seventh. Rookie Nick Sanchez, who's in the playoffs, eighth. Ninth is Tyler Ankrum, and 10th, Jake Drew. Anybody we know? Where's our ladies at? Ladies? Jennifer Jo Cobb did make a return to the Truck Series. Had some issues. Wound up 34th, Miss Jennifer. I have to get her back on. Haley Deegan, 30th. Not a good day for the ladies. Tanner Gray, former Pro Stock champion. That's right, NHRA Pro Stock champion, going stock car racing. That race took an hour, 47 minutes. Average speed, 111.96, we'll call it 112. Margin of victory, well, this is tight. 0.363 seconds, so that's almost 4/10 of a second between first and second. So you're looking at three lengths. They usually say 1/10 of a second is a car length. So everybody's little different things. Okay, let's check out the points. Receded driver points. Okay. We'll go with that one. And here's your points lineup. Corey Heim leads the points. Christian Eckes is second. Grant Enfinger, third. Now, these are all your playoff guys, your top 10. Carson Hocevar, fourth. Zane Smith, fifth. Ty Majeski, sixth. Ben Rhodes, seventh. Nick Sanchez, eighth. Matt DiBenedetto, ninth. And rounding out your top, your playoff lineup is Matt Crafton. DiBenedetto has a big gap. Actually, no. He was, okay, we're cut down to eight now. We're in the round of eight. We had 10. Two are cut, and then four will be cut, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. So we'll have three races and cut four this time. Truck Series with only 10 drivers is out. So eliminated was DiBenedetto and Crafton. All righty. let's check out our, let's see if we can hear from our winner. I didn't queue up the audio. Shame on me. I was getting so ready for guests. Somebody fell. All right. Here's our race winner, Christian Eckes.
All right. We are now joined by the winner of tonight's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, Christian Eckes. If you have a question for Christian, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Who'd like to start us off? Start with Cole.
Congratulations. Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Wild final lap there. Just how were you able to get the lead and seal the deal?
Right place, right time. That's usually how these truck restarts go. They're always really tough, and you have to be in the right spot. And we got a good position twice to take the lead. The last one stuck. So just super proud of everybody. We've been working really hard for this, and have the round of 10 go a second place, a third place, and a first place is can't get much better than that. So just huge thanks to everybody, and we're ready for the round of 8.
What does that stat line do for you and the team going into this next round?
I think it just validifies what we knew all year, that we can run this well, and even throughout the droughts and the running not great, we've sticked together as a team and figured out how to get better. And even today, we weren't really the best truck, but we were good enough on a short run to be able to contend for it. So just got to keep digging and keep fighting, and it's going to get really hard here in a week at Bristol, and then obviously with Talladega and Homestead. So we want to win a championship, and this definitely isn't enough.
All right, we'll go down the line here. We'll go to Zach, and then we'll go to Bob.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Christian, congratulations. You kind of touched on it, but, a third, seventh, 11th, second, third in the last 5 races for you. What do you feel like is clicking with this 19 team right now? Certainly seems like an opportune time to do so as well.
Yeah, I think we've just limited the mistakes. Going into the playoffs, we knew that there was some trouble spots throughout our team, but the speed was there, the execution was there. We just needed to put it all together. So we've done that every race so far, just putting it all together, and that's obviously the attribute to our success.
There you have Christian Eckes joining the press room. Been there enough times at Dover to engage in it. I always like to be either the first or second person to ask the question, because then you really kind of set the tone of the conversation, and everybody goes from there. But then, you got to be the one guy that might change the conversation. Did that one time, too. I was even appreciated for that by a certain 4-time champion race car, NASCAR driver, and part. Now he's an executive at Hendrick Motorsports. Remember old Jeffy Gordon? Well, apparently, his teammate had gotten a new crew chief. That was Dale Earnhardt Jr. And everybody was pestering him with questions about that. So, and at the time, Dover had just redone pit road and, a lot of stuff around on the track itself. So I said, I'd like to change the subject. I said, here's the thing. You heard the guys there. Give your name and affiliation. At the time, I was WNJC, 1360 AM. Now it's just Garage Talk Live. It's just me. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, on the Xfinity Series, as they wrap up the regular season, locking into the playoffs with the final win. I think he already had one before that, but he was already in the playoffs anyway, but this one just ensured the victories. Like, you like to go out on the regular season winning. So It's just that way. And he kind of made a stinker out of this race, though. I mean, out of the 200 laps, he won stage one, won stage two, led four times for a whopping total of 154 laps. So 46 laps he didn't win, and 40 of those laps the 18th place finisher did, who actually was a pole sitter, Justin Allgaier. So there's 194 of 200 laps. Brandon Jones was second. He did lead two laps, so you're looking at 196 laps. Who led the other ones? Cole Custer down in 36 led three, and Sammy Smith led one. So there's all your 200-lap leaders. All right, in third was Sheldon Creed, Parker Kligerman. Oh, Kligerman, who you always see. When he's not on the track, he's in the pits for NBC. He's a pit reporter. Give you two perspectives there. So he kind of knows what questions to ask the drivers because that's what he does. He's a driver. Austin Hill is fifth. Josh Berry, sixth. Seventh, Brett Moffitt. Derek Krause, eighth. Joe Graff, Jr., ninth. And Kaz Grala rounds out your top 10. Race was 2 hours, 44 minutes. Average speed, 109 miles an hour. A little slower than the trucks. Margin of victory, like I said, John Hunter stunk the place out. 7.5 seconds. And it was 10 cautions for 49 laps. And this was Nemechek's eighth victory in the Xfinity Series. And there were seven lead changes amongst five drivers. Sounds more than what it was, but like I said, when you have one guy leading three-quarters of the race, then it's going to be limited. All righty, let's check out the results. Points. Here we go. Here's your playoff lineup, according to points. Austin Hill leads the points. He's a regular season winner. John Hunter Nemechek is second. Justin Allgaier third. Fourth is Cole Custer. Fifth is Josh Berry. Sixth, Sam Mayer. Seventh, Sheldon Creed. Eighth, Daniel Hemric. Ninth, Chandler Smith. Parker Kligerman was 10th. 11th is Riley Herbst. Sammy Smith rounds out your 12. So who gets bounced down? I see one guy in 14th with a win. So that locks him in. So that'll bump Riley Herbst. Now Brandon Jones out, actually, because now Brandon Jones wasn't in it. I got to go up two more spots. Riley Herbst in 11th has no win. So Parker's safe. Riley's eliminate it when they do the reseed, which you'll see next week. You will have the seeded lineup, but Austin Hill is your regular season Xfinity winner, regular season champ. Then they go for the trophy. All righty, let's go to Mr. John Hunter. Catch some words from him. Of course, he's driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, so you know he's got a good ride. And he deserves it. He's a good driver anyway.
Okay. We are now joined by the winner of tonight's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 20 in the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. This is Toyota's 200th. NASCAR Xfinity's win, and of Toyota's 200 wins, Joe Gibbs Racing is responsible for 193 of those victories. So if you have any questions, please raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start from the back.
Hi, Todd Engel with the Kansas City Star. The broadcast shared a photo of you celebrating
with your dad. I think you're age 6 or 7. I was just wondering if you remember that, anything about that weekend at all, and how nice is it to be able to, you know, celebrate in the same place where you saw your dad have success?
This place has been a lot to my family. 2004, Dad was driving the Army car on Sunday. I think the Cellular One car on Saturday. I remember being a kid at the playground in the bus lot, playing on the playground. I remember going down the slide, and after he had won, we got shuttled to Victory Lane. Couldn't come in because there was alcohol being thrown, I remember, until after the fact. But it was awesome to be able to come to Victory Lane here with him in 2004, and then getting my first NASCAR Xfinity Series win here in 2018 as well. So this place has meant a lot to not only myself, but our whole entire family.
All right, and we'll move on to Lee.
SpencerKetchmans.com. You know, when it comes to life stressors, you've got a plate full. You know, you moved this year. You had a baby. Well, your wife did. But, you know, you have a new job coming up, right? You're running for a championship and then have all the stressors that come involved with that. How are you keeping it together?
To be honest with you, it's easier said than done. But for me, it's all about focusing on what I can focus on and controlling what I can control. My future, I didn't know what it held. I didn't know how the second baby was going to turn out, if we would be getting sleepless nights or actually getting some sleep, and then moving and everything else this year. It's definitely been a big year for myself and my family. But all in all, when it comes down to it, I have a great wife at home that helps take care of Aspen and Penelope to let me live out my dream. And I have some great people around me at Joe Gibbs Racing that push me to be better every single day, that I have thoroughly enjoyed working with so far this year and over the last couple years. And it's one big family. It's one big team. We do everything that we can to help each other out. And there's times where I may be stressed or one of the team guys may be stressed or whatever it may be, but when we get here to race weekend, it's full focus ahead on the task at hand.
There you have John Hunter Nemechek, of course, his dad, Front Row Joe. So that's pretty good to hear him there. I'm going to cue this up. I don't know if we're getting to it. There we go. They got Tyler Reddick actually by himself without his whole team with him. Speaking of which, Tyler Reddick, on a last lap pass, led once for two laps, locks into the round of 12 with the win for 23-11 Motorsports. Of course, he jumped in the car when Kurt Busch decided that his health causing him not to get back in was a reason for him to step out. So not willing to drop the reins, he comes in, grabs a win, and good job, Tyler. So you like to see somebody on a team, a new team, of course. The equipment's probably from Gibbs Racing, knowing one of the owners is Denny Hamlin. Speaking of which, Denny finished second. Third was Eric Jones in the 43. He used to be with Joe Gibbs Racing. Now he's Legacy Motorsports. Kyle Larson, who led the first stage and 99 of the 268 laps, was fourth. Joey Logano, fifth. Chase Elliott, another big lap leader, led 47. Didn't win any stages there. Sixth, Kyle Busch, seventh. Christopher Bell, ninth. Brad Keselowski. And rounding out your top 10, Alex Bowman. Race was 3 hours, 12 minutes. Average speed, 125.2 mile an hour. Margin of victory, 6.327 seconds, 9 cautions for 45 laps, 19 lead changes amongst 10 drivers. Let's see if our guest is online. Yes, he is. I'd like to welcome to the show an old buddy of mine. I guess we don't keep haven't kept in touch in a little bit, but the king of public relations, founder of Elon Werner Communications, is joining me live here on Garage Talk Live. It's been a while. I remember one time I had you on air, you were filling in for one of the force people because they were busy.
Yeah. That's been a while, Vince. Thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. I've been getting a little lazy over the years booking guests, so when I seen you had a new crew, I said, well, let me get your guys on because...
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm working with Camry Caruso in Pro Stock now. Justin Ashley is leading the points in Top Fuel going into the countdown, and then Josh Hart, who is definitely a championship contender. Actually, Camry and Josh are all locked into the countdown, and so I've got three really good teams that I'm working with, and I'm excited to get the countdown started this weekend in Reading, Maple Grove Raceway, one of my favorite tracks to get to, kind of up in your neck of the woods a little bit, but it's going to be exciting.
Former neck of the woods. I'm in Virginia now. I'm close to Thunder Valley.
Okay, nice. Well, we need to get you to Thunder Valley then. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list for drag racing. I did get to go there as a fan with the wife for the night race, which is actually this weekend down there. And we got our tickets so early, they said, oh, you can come on down and drive on the track. So we led by a pace car, and it was pretty neat taking the Mustang around the track at 75, 80 miles an hour.
That is pretty awesome when you can get down on that track. That's a good time, so... Well, so we're excited to kind of get the racing started, and just kind of get back out there. Justin's had a great year, 6 races, wins, 7 final rounds. Camry won her first race this year in Arizona and then won the Pro Stock call-out race in Chicago. Josh has been to a final in Chicago, and his program's turning around. So the beauty of the countdown is Josh made up 350 points on Justin coming out of Indy when they reset the points. So he's barely a little over 100 points back now, which is essentially one race. And in 2009, Robert Height went from 10th to first, won the championship. So it can be done if you get hot at the right time. So it'll be, but Justin will be tough to beat. There's a lot of other good, tough cars out there. Steve Torrance is running good. Brittany Force is always a contender. The Pro Stock category is just nuts. Cameras with KB Titan Racing. You basically have two heavyweight teams, the KB Titan Racing guys against Elite Motors, and that's kind of a Yankees versus Red Sox type battle. you've got Greg Anderson kind of leading the KB Titan Racing guys with Dallas Glenn, who's won 4 races this year, and Kyle Koretsky and Matt Hartford and Derek Kramer get KB Titan Power, and then Camry. And then kind of over on the Elite side, you got 5-time champion Eric Enders over there, Troy Coughlin Jr., like a million Quadra racers, and Enfield. So it's when those guys meet up, it's no holds barred over there. So it'll make for an exciting weekend for sure to get everything started. And we're just looking forward to it. Maple Grove is a great track, and we go 3 races in a row. So we go Maple Grove, then Charlotte, then St. Louis, and then we roll right into the Stampede of Speed in my neck of the woods for the Motorplex. And before you know it, we'll be heading to Vegas for the next to last race. So it's going to be a whirlwind of activity these next 5 weeks.
I bet. I mean, once you get past the U.S. Nationals, it's like everybody's got their eye on the prize.
Yeah.
And I got my eye on Camry. When you brought her to the show last season, I was like, I see her becoming the next Erica Anders.
Yep. Yeah, she could, she's very young, very raw, you know, he's 25 years old, but to win a race in just your second season in pro stock and to grab a couple number one qualifiers, that's really a tribute to her driving skill, tribute to kind of the KB Titan Racing power. But it was impressive, I think, when she won that Chicago All-Star race. That really kind of served notice on the category that she was legit. She's not going to get rattled. But, you know, she's got great sponsors. You know, Tequila Commissario's been backing her for a couple years, Powerbuilt Tools. Had a guy come on, Big Jeff Audio out of Florida, has been helping her out with some sponsorship stuff. So she's got a really good program that she actually, you know, in addition to driving, she helps manage all her sponsors, finds a sponsor. She's got a business degree. So she's,
wow,
you know, she has her head in the game on a variety of levels. So it's a unique situation where you have the driver also, you know, taking that kind of ownership. You know, Justin Ashley is very similar, and Josh Hart, that they are all independent team owners. They own their teams. They manage them. They're super involved with their sponsors, whether with Justin Ashley, it's Phillips Connect and Toyota, or Josh Hart's got R&L Carriers and TechNet. So they do so much more than just drive. At the day and age of, I think, just getting higher drivers is pretty much, you know, there's still some guys out there that just drive. But for the most part, you know, it's really been interesting that there's not that many more super teams. And the Colettas are still, you know, juggernauts up there with two top-wheel dragsters and a funny car under one umbrella. But as far as, you know, when teams used to have like three or four top-wheel dragsters and three or four funny cars and a couple pro stock cars, now I think you've seen a lot more independent owners really stepping up and really, you know, I think makes the sport a lot better when you have all these independent guys out there battling out for the championship, from Tony Schumacher to Clay Milliken in Top Fuel, and you got Tim Wilkerson over in Funny Car and Chad Green. These are names that, you know, could really bust through in these next six races.
That's for sure. The thing about me, what got me is Don Schumacher, I guess, decided to call it a day and, I guess, let everybody do their own thing, because speaking of Funny Car and Top Fuel, you got Tony Stewart coming in as a team owner, and you got Matt,
yep,
Hagan, and of course his new wife. You got to take care of her.
True, yep.
But and he's actually,
yeah,
won a Top Alcohol Dragster race, so he's got a win in all three different.
Yeah, and he's
forms
he
of motorsports. He's got to be called the GOAT now.
He has not only has he won in Top Alcohol Dragster, but he's potentially poised to win the national championship in Top Alcohol Dragster. He's leading the points right now, I think. Now, there may have been some regional races and stuff, but he has definitely, you know, kind of come on and taken that category by storm. It's really cool to see him at the races, in his alcohol pits, just signing autographs for fans, working on the car. He is kind of a man of the people out there. And then he'll come up and watch,
really,
you know, Matt Hagan's car, or Leah's Top Fuel Dragster, kind of put his team owner hat on. So that's really, you know, pretty neat. But you mentioned kind of Don Schumacher Racing. You know, Don has kind of taken a step back from team ownership and, you know, kind of put Antron and Ron in a position to kind of go out on their own, Ron Capps. But they have Don Schumacher Performance, so he's still selling parts to a lot of teams. And I know a lot of teams are renting space from him. So He's involved more on the business side, not so much the team ownership side, and his daughter Megan Schumacher's really heavily involved. But he did so much to launch so many careers. He went into the Hall of Fame earlier this year, but he is for sure a Hall of Fame contributor to our sport.
I remember a certain person who was handling probably the king of drag racing's teams, stepped away from that and chilled out for a little bit.
I got off the road for 1 year and realized that I'm an outdoor cat, and I took an indoor cat job, and it just really wasn't for me. So you know, I got back in, you know, as soon as I could, and you know, it's paid off. I just love, you know, the personalities. You know, the sport has never been healthier with, you know, our ratings on Fox are up. There's new tracks coming online, Flying H, Drag Strip in Kansas City. Places are reinvesting. The Motorplex is reinvesting into making their program bigger. You look at what's going on in Norwalk and Brainerd. You know, Seattle's made huge strides. So I think our sport, you know, weathered the storm of, you know, 2020 and 2021 and has come out on the other side stronger. And I just think that the fan interest is there, and we're selling out races. And I think the countdown will be incredibly exciting for the fans that are watching it in person or on TV. And it's just going to be really interesting to see kind of what all shakes out.
That's for sure, because I will say one thing about the NHRA. A, my first race that I've ever actually physically covered was at the, sad to say, now not on the circuit anymore, Raceway Park in Englishtown. That was like one of the classic venues forever. And, you know, I met you there and in person.
Yep.
And did the whole walk around, interview everybody thing. And I like the atmosphere of that as opposed to like covering a NASCAR race.
Yep.
Mean, tickets, a pit pass, and you can always walk up there and the drivers are always accessible. And I kind of looked at kind of things in the souvenir or the merchandise places and laughed. I said, what do you need a gas mask? Now I know.
That always cracks me up when the guys are, you know, all the tickets are still pretty much a pit pass now, even you still get right up to the drivers. But it always makes me laugh when the crew guys are putting their full face gas masks on for the warm-ups, and the fans just like almost kind of step in to try to get even closer, and they don't have masks. And I'm like, usually when you see someone putting on a gas mask and you don't have a gas mask, it's a good idea to take a step back. But our fans, you know, they love the sensory experience of it. You know, their eyes are watering, snot's running out of their nose. They're just kind of taking it all in because it is an experience like no other motorsport, no other sport really, that you can get that close to watching the guys work on the cars and qualifying on race day and, you know, get an autograph, get a picture. And it's really, it's just, as you've seen, it's just such a crazy environment that we tell people when they're brand new that when they come out, that experiencing their first drag race will change their life. And that's not, you know, that's not hyperbole. You're either going to love it or you're going to be like, holy cow, I don't know if I can come back for this or not.
Here's my goal. After experiencing my first ever NHRA event, we're talking the main thing.
Yep.
Going to standing by the start-finish line and watching, I think back then they were 8,000 horsepower, the nitro top fuel and funny car take off. I never felt that kind of a sensation go through my body ever. I mean, everything in me vibrated. I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I want to go to a four wide.
Oh, yeah. The four wide is spectacular because, you know, there's, especially at Charlotte, because you can get up on top of the tower and you're basically almost right on top of the starting line. Four top fuel dragsters or four funny cars take off at the same time. You just feel, even three stories up, just this wall of power just slams you in the face, and it's quite an experience. So now that you're in Virginia, if we can get you over to Charlotte for the four wise in the spring events, you let me know. We'll take care of your tickets, your parking, whatever you need, because I would love for you to experience.
I want
that
a press pass. I want to come and cover that.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
I'll be your bitch for the weekend.
You can be my plus one for sure. You can be my plus one for sure. So.
Yeah, I'm only 3 hours away from Charlotte. I'm on the I-77 corridor right there in Bland County, Virginia, between Bluefield and Whitfield.
Okay. Yeah, you can pop over, you know, you can probably make a day trip out of it. But, yeah, we'd love to have you out there and love to give you the experience of, you know, getting more FaceTime with some of these new drivers and everything. So
Definitely. It was kind of a weird thing moving from up there to down here. And, I mean, I'm between Charlotte, Bristol, and Martinsville, Virginia, I guess with NHRA and VIR. That's a little further away, but not too much further away. So I'm kind of in that four-track area.
Yeah. But then you're in the hot spot, though. You got a little bit of everything because you've got drag racing, NASCAR, dirt tracks. You're right in the mix.
That's for sure. I mean, we actually have Wythe County Raceway, which is just south of Wytheville, between there and a little town called Rural Retreat. And there's dirt tracks everywhere. But enough about that. You've got a new project going.
Oh, yeah.
Drag racing bracket bonanza. That's I'm intrigued.
It's an idea that I've had for about 3 years. Talked to some people about, and just kind of finally decided this is something that just needs to happen for our fans. You know, every other sport has fantasy sports. Drag racing really didn't have something, and it's unique in that if you're familiar with college basketball, the big tournament in the spring. Everybody fills out their brackets, whether they know college basketball or not, And we do that every race. And that's a 64-team field for college basketball. But when we have four categories, it's 16 racers each category. So that's a full bracket every race. And Drag Race Bracket Bonanza, you can check it out at, dragracebracketbonanza.com or any of our social media. You can, on this coming Saturday night of Reading, when the field is set, you can fill out the bracket completely, pick all your round winners, and then top speed of race day is the tiebreaker, and then you submit it, and then before the first round of eliminations on Sunday, it kind of locks. And then on race day, you can just see how your picks go. And basically, you get more points for correct picks. You get more points for picking upsets. And at the end of the day, we have an overall winner. That's whoever got the most points for all four categories, a top fuel winner, funny car, pro stock motorcycle. And, we launched it at the U.S. Nationals, had, hundreds of people playing, which I thought was pretty good for the first time. We're looking for more people to play this weekend. It's free. You just go to dragracebracketbonanza.com, sign up, and then you get an email on Saturday night that lets you know the brackets are open. And then you make your picks and then kind of watch the race on Sunday and see how you do. And it's just really kind of a fun game that, people have really kind of gotten into. We tested it all through the Western Swing and Topeka and Brainerd and went live at the U.S. Nationals last weekend.
Yeah, I saw you on LinkedIn and you posted it. And I don't know if I got an actual email because I usually get all your, you send me all your stuff anyway.
Yep.
I get so many emails, sometimes I can't follow through. But that one kind of stood out, and I said, let me contact you through there.
The cool thing is when everybody makes their picks, we get all that data. So when the fields were, kind of the race started, we could run a report and kick out, who the fans thought were going to win the race in each category. So, as an example – Antron was the number 15 qualifier for the U.S. Nationals, and only 2% of the people that filled out their brackets had Antron winning that race. Most people thought it was either going to be Justin Ashley or Brittany Force. Well, then he goes on to win the race. So that's kind of a cool data point. Just everyone loves stats, that we can kind of get that information and we're going to start sharing that with the media because it just is a good talking point as far as what public opinion and what kind of people think as far as confidence, based on where guys qualify or how big of a fan base they have and things like that. But, I'm excited about it. We're going to, we're running it through the whole countdown. So there'll be an overall winner of Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. We have cool social media stats about, who won the race. But it's just something I would love to get as many folks that are interested in drag racing playing, but then also, we're going to continue to make it better, going into 2024 with, more pictures, more stats. So if you're a drag racing fan, you can get your friends that may not be drag racing experts to play. And it just gets more people involved in watching the sport on TV, kind of understanding who the personalities are. So definitely I encourage everybody to, you know, check it out. You know, it's free. You can sign up now, dragracebracketbonanza.com, and just see kind of what, you know, what your experience is. It's, you know, have an email on there if you have thoughts or input. Hey, I'd like to see this. You know, we take all that in, but it's just a little project that I got started that I'm really hoping kind of grows into something kind of cool.
Well, it does sound like fun. You're right. Everybody does the brackets for, I guess, for
exactly.
The NCAA. And I've played in some other kind of fantasy league stuff, trying to do a thing with NASCAR, picking, you know, your top winners. But at least with drag racing, it's, you don't have to sit through a 400-mile race and try to stay awake.
Yeah, and the cool thing is it updates every round.
Quick.
As it updates, you kind of see where you are in the point standings round by round. You know, so it's a really cool deal. I look forward to, you know, we have a leaderboard on there so you can see the top 10, and then you can also see where your standings are. And it was funny, at the end of the U.S. Nationals, I finished like 337th overall.
Wow. And you're an insider.
Right. And I'm allegedly someone that, you know, knows something about drag racing. So it's one of those things where, you know, drag racing are so many upsets. You know, it was just a cool deal, but it was great to see, you know, that many people playing. We're hoping to get more people on board this year, which is why I really appreciate you having me on the show. And, you know, we'll just kind of keep rolling with it, keep making it better. And it's a really cool game that I would love for as many people to play as possible.
Well, I just bookmarked the website, so I will probably be signing up soon, as a matter of fact.
Fantastic.
Speaking of drag racing, I have my next week guest is from the Dallas area, and you might even have heard of her. She's a owner driver for a funny car, and she's signed up to it. Her name is Nancy Matters.
I know Nancy really well. Nancy's awesome. We've talked. She had last year they did a huge article on her for D Magazine. That was one of the most popular articles they wrote last year. So she is fantastic. I love, you know, she does a lot, you know, for veterans, and I know she's out there just trying to get her career started. So I'm a big Nancy Matters fan.
Oh, cool, because I asked, you know, I was going back and forth with her, and I asked her if she knew you, and she said, yeah, and I, you know, about that. And I said, you were having you on about this, and she said she's already signed up. So I was like, all righty, I'm looking like an idiot.
Vince, you never look like an idiot. You know, you got so many things going on. I don't know how you keep everything straight when you're, you know, your show's covering. You know, it's easy for me to just focus on drag racing. I couldn't keep track of IndyCar and NASCAR and World of Outlaws and Sprint Cars and Radial. You know, the fact that you're, you know, doing what you're doing is pretty impressive. So don't sell yourself short.
And I do it as a hobby.
Right. Exactly. This is, you know. So that's the interesting thing about Drag Race Bracket Bonanza is it's kind of one of those deals where I've got my full-time business with the PR for the clients, and I'm giving that, you know, all my focus, and then I've kind of got this little side project that, you know, I want it to be successful, I want it to grow, but, you know, my number one priority is the PR business, and then we'll see kind of where this goes. But I definitely see some possibilities for this growing and becoming a thing, and, you know, your help and getting people fired up about it and getting the word out is very much appreciated.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you on. As a matter of fact, how's Abby doing there? She was handling Dell Worsham and had him on my show, and I saw where you think you had her involved in it as well. And she's engaged now.
She is engaged. She helps out a little bit. She's working for a PR company in St. Louis now, Brighton PR. She does, ironically, one of her clients, NK Seed, is a sponsor of John Force Racing. So she kind of got away from racing. Now she's been pulled right back in again, and she loves it. So yeah, so she's doing really well, and she kind of stays plugged in and helps me out where she can. But yeah, so she's doing really well, and you know, the rest of the team's, you know, staying busy, and we're just all kind of getting ready for Reading. And in fact, I'm gonna jump right off this interview right onto a planning call with the Phillips Connect folks here in a couple minutes. So you've worked this out perfectly. I was hoping I could get a lot of time with you so I could kind of chat you up about the teams and Drag Race Bracket Bonanza, and I can just roll right into my next call. So Vince, you're a master interviewer on that.
Well, I thank you for the compliment. Usually I try to have my guests on at the top of the hour, but you already had it set up for your bottom. I said, what the hell? This way I had all my stuff set up, got rid of my wrap-ups for the weekend beforehand. So, yeah, I like to talk, and you like to talk, so we can do a whole show together if you want sometime.
Well, excellent. Well, I'll also, Vince, let's shoot me an email, and I'd love to get, you know, Justin and Josh and Camry back on during the countdown. So we'll line those up whenever it works for you if you have any spots on your show, and we'll make that happen. But I really appreciate the time, and thanks for always all the drag racing coverage you give us, you know, all the time, and definitely encourage all your folks to check out Drag Race Bracket Bonanza.
I got an idea right here, right now. Camry next week, 12 noon, she could open up, and then I'll have Nancy on and call it Ladies in Drag Racing Day.
Oh, I love that. So noon Eastern?
Noon Eastern. Same phone number to call in.
Yep. I will make that happen. You'll get a confirmation on that this afternoon, Vince.
All right. Thanks a lot, Elon. Thanks for joining me. Have fun on your next interview, and enjoy the weekend because it's Maple Grove.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
We have Elon Werner, an old buddy of mine. They said handling John Force. Camry Caruso. Wow, we'll get her back on. She's I like her. I said that we're going to have to keep an eye out for her coming up. Anyway, go to dragracingbracketbonanza.com and sign up. If you're into racing and you want to play a little game, I know everybody does the March Madness thing, but I think running on drag racing is even more fun because it will be interesting to see how this works out. I wonder what the prizes are. So I'm going to go be signing up later because you're doing a thing for the playoffs. All three, there's even three or four. I should have asked to do a motorcycle as well. But definitely Nitro and Pro Stock. And having Camry on next week with Nancy called it Ladies of Drag Racing. Yeah, how's that off the head title? Anyway, I'm Vinny B, your host. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget, check out They Still Live podcast with Jeff Sandor and myself. That's where I get to be a little more comedic. So we'll see you all next week. I'm Vinny B, your host. Bristol this weekend for NASCAR. Maple Grove for NHRA. IndyCar is done. I think ARCA might be close to done as well, but we'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.